All right, guys, welcome to another edition of You're on the List. We are live on my fan page on Facebook. Pete's not here yet, of course. It's 9:56. Oh,
there
he's coming
he is.
In now. But we got a guest right now, Steve Renazzisi.
Come What's on up, in, guys? Pete. Hello.
Come on. Hurry up. Pete, Steve has a... come on in.
He says it's locked, I think.
Is it locked? Is it locked? Shit.
Sorry, dude. Another Italian took your job, bro.
My buddy Steve Renazzisi is here.
Guys?
We wanted to talk about this real quick. Pete, sorry we had to start. He's got to go because he's got to do some voiceover stuff.
What's going on?
We just wanted to talk about the reunion. Come on in here, Pete. You sit, get on my side and share the mic. So last night was Mitzi's memorial at the Comedy Store, and it was amazing.
And it was. It really was. It was better than I thought. I mean, I didn't. What, did you have any expectations as to what it was going to be like?
You know, I figured that. I think it was right. Because I think it was right along the lines of what I thought it was going to be. I thought there'd be, you know, well, I guess everybody was there that was in town. I meant,
yeah.
From the past to now.
Yep.
You know,
it felt organized. It felt like there was.
Adam knocked it out the park. Yeah. I sent him a text today. I'm like, dude, you knocked it out the park.
It was really good.
Bring up a chair and we'll share this until he's got to go in like 5 minutes.
Like a minute. Sweet watch, by the way, dude. That thing's gorgeous.
Pete knows what to do.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Look at the guns on you.
God.
On, making me insecure.
I didn't realize.
Jesus.
I didn't know it was going to be swole
that. Fuck.
I mean, Orange Theory.
Oh, my God.
I just want to.
He's on juice. Pete's on steroids. Oh, he snaps for no reason.
Horseshoes.
Unhealthy habits.
So just to tell everybody, listen, so who was there? We had Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker, phenomenal job, by the way. And
amazing.
Honestly, the reason that place is there, and I'm glad they started off with him because he's owed a lot to that place. Because
Jimmy was like the first major star at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, because she stopped doing music and comedy, and that was the first person to like not have music and comedy, just have comedy,
just to have stand-up.
And they were like, "Well, how the fuck are you gonna get people in here?"
And Jimmy Walker
put
his
name
on
the
there.
Sign.
And then to find out that Jimmy Walker's writers were Jay Leno,
Byron Allen,
who spoke,
another guy that was there, yeah.
And then Dice went up and did 40 minutes.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he's
killing it, though. Dice is the best.
He's Argus Hamilton did a great job.
Argus was great.
Really, really
you
great
know,
job.
You know, it's funny because out of all those guys that were there and you know, and listening to the past, Pete, and talking about, you know, the glory days and how everybody was talking about what it was like. And, you know, it was more about Mitzi, so that generation needed to speak because they were actually
Absolutely.
Friends with her. You know what I mean? They hung out with her, partied with her.
Yeah.
I think Argus was clipping her.
He did. He said, he goes, nobody knew her as well as I did. He just left it in the room. He left it silent for a minute.
And then
people started laughing.
Everybody
they got it.
The old guys started laughing.
Yeah, it was really nice. But those guys, I'm glad to hear, you know, some of their stories were just, you know, the only common denominator is Mitzi. That place is constantly changing.
Well,
there's new groups of coming in and having their own experiences.
Steve, I don't know. It, you know, and it sounds, this sounds crazy, but out of everything that I've, in my career, I'm very hard on myself. I'm never, I don't know. It's just my, and I don't know how
don't
this is going to come out. I'm just going to say it. This is being there last night, realizing in the company of who I was with, in the history of who I was with, being personally selected by Mitzi. It was the first time in my career that I actually felt very proud of myself.
Yeah, I did too.
Right?
Because
we're a part of that history. There's 18 years of history that we share 15, right? When did you get in there?
I got in 2002.
Right, yeah. So I got in 99, 2000. Yeah. That looking around, it was me, Sebastian, Maz, then you and Cap showed up. And then just looking at our crew and our guys and Byrne and all of us. And we've been there for 18 years. But there's fucking 20, 30 years before us.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And there are dudes that have been there for 10 years now. The Jeremiah Watkins, those guys, the Tony Hinchcliffe's that are like, we've been doing this for 10 years, you know, like, and this is like our place now.
But
and
the
like
one,
our, you know,
the one
our
thing though that that I was hoping, I mean, because it was about Mitzi in itself, but that our era of the Comedy Store, we kept that, we kept it alive.
Yeah.
We really did. It was on the ropes.
It did. It was. And we put it on a little bit on the
you
ropes.
You did, you fucking.
A little bit. No, but we also used it for our, like, you know, to as our clubhouse to play football. That was it.
That was it. No,
we
no,
broke
was
balls. We shot water balloons off the roof. You know,
well,
like,
you know, it was amazing because I heard
I
some.
I used to perform at the Comedy Store.
It's crazy.
No, but I heard some girl on Bert Kreischer's podcast I don't know, she's from Ireland or something, but she kept talking about the Comedy Store, how they should give like 5 spots to women or something, and how she has her reps call the store, and I, like, first of all,
oh, Annie Letterman told me about that.
Yeah, it was odd, because I'm
Annie,
like,
Letterman, who gets spots at the Comedy Store, you mean?
And first of all, and she was saying that the chick who was asking Kreischer to have more females, she's like, bitch, just read. She's like, not every chick has like a girl sounding name. She goes, a lot of the names that are on the line,
Punky Johnson is a
chick, are actually girls. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you know.
But the thing that I was gonna say is that if this was 4 years ago, she wouldn't be talking about the Comedy Store.
Yeah. No,
does that make any sense?
Cared. Yeah,
nobody
now cared. It's a valued asset.
And now I, you know, I've been putting my I put work in there for 18 years. It's like being at high school for 18 years.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa.
Dude, she told Kreischer to give her or give women some of his spots.
What? What does that mean?
Yeah. But
yeah, I'm gonna call in. Yeah. Adam gives you the spot, and then you show up, and you're like, "Hey, in lieu of me, I'm gonna bring
Adam,
up this woman."
Adam, I need you to look around the room, see if there's any girl comics. Give her a spot. Give my spot to her.
Well, the thing,
she's great.
The thing that was I don't want to get into this part. I was just talking about how nobody would have been talking about the Comedy Store. I remember when I got past, I was at the Improv. And I'm not naming names, but there was
– Bud Friedman was there last night, by the way, too.
I saw. He, and so was Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie Musada was there.
But I was at the Improv, and when I had first gotten past, and I was talking to some comics. And, you know, the Improv was the spot when I came out there. It was packed. It was all the industry. And I remember saying I was in the Comedy Store, and then I heard this comic, well-known comic, go, "You're bragging about that?" And they all started laughing. The irony is that they're there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But I just remember thinking, I wore that like a badge of honor.
Of course.
We all did.
Yeah.
But anyways, a come full circle, because I think you got
to. Yeah, it was nice to be a part of that last night, and I did feel proud as well.
I felt extremely proud.
Yeah.
And then to see Ari Shaffir and Al and Bill Burr, and I mean, dude, there's so many great
Sebastian.
Comics. Yeah. That were there last night, and
Whitney,
and we're all in that fucking group.
Yeah.
And we that's it. It's over. The era is over. You know what I mean? It's a new chapter. Adam's taking it fucking to the next level.
Yep. He's peppered in good old, bringing back older comedians.
Dude, just really talk guys. About the job Adam's been doing is phenomenal.
He's a real piece of shit. I got to get out of here, guys.
Steve, thanks for letting me.
Go do your voiceovers.
See you guys later.
Hey, Steve, do me a favor. Grab me a Diet Dr. Pepper. Be a gentleman.
Let me be on the show for real next time.
Yeah, man, of course. No makeshift show. Hey, Eddie. Say hi to Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Is that Eddie Pepitone outside?
What's up, buddy?
So I hear if you're a Guido, one of the signs.
Yeah. Hey, come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
NATO and baseball. That's
hilarious. Did you like that?
That is exactly right.
Eddie Pepitone.
Hi, everybody. So what's the – oh, we're doing the camera. I would have used lotion.
Congratulations on your one-man show, Eddie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I heard it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Have you guys done one of those fucking things? So stand-up is one thing, but to do a one-man show, it's like, oh, I'm going to do 7 characters now.
Yeah.
And I play a broad in one of them. I play the last – it's about the apocalypse, and I play the last woman on the planet. And she's like, oh, everybody's hitting me up.
That's amazing.
I can eat all the buttered pound cake I want.
Mike, he hates this.
My entire.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, Eddie. Great to see you, man. Dude, yeah. Legends.
Dude, by the way, that joke about you trying to find the street in the and your wife's is brilliant. All right, love you.
Wow. All right,
that's all the.
So that was interesting.
Dude, I got to tell you, Petey, last night was fucking phenomenal. Here, get the laptop out.
How long has this podcast been going on?
5 minutes, not even. Okay. We were waiting, not for you, but...
Why would you wait for me to do the podcast?
Well, I mean, he had to go. Yeah. He had to go.
No, it's all good, yeah.
And I just wanted to get his take on it, and you weren't here yet because I told you, 9:45. Yeah.
No, Ren Azizi is always running off to ground zero, wherever he's going.
He should have grown.
Tough days.
He should have grown. He got roasted. He got roasted last night.
Oh yeah. He should. Cap heckled him. As he should.
They were on the OR. I had left already with Eric Griffin. We had taken off, and I guess they started roasting. And Ari was talking on the OR, and then, Cap was there, and then Steve went up, and then Cap yelled out, "Why don't you talk about 9/11?"
Yeah. the tough struggles of Steve Renazzisi.
Well, you know,
that's why when you asked him like when he got to the Comedy Store, I was like, it was 2002, right after September of 2001.
Well, the thing about that, and I
you
wish
just wrote
Steve
that
was,
story.
I wish Steve was here. He was kind of backed into that.
Yeah, I know. No, I understand.
Did you know the story?
I know the story.
So it was by Dice, really, that was like, hey, it's the guy. And then he kept introducing Steve as this guy.
The guy, yeah.
And Steve was like, he kept it going. But there were a lot
he
of comics.
He started embellishing a story.
But there were a lot of comics that knew that it wasn't true.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And Steve would tell people.
He got in too deep.
He got in too deep.
Yeah.
Which, you know, again, man, he's.
So what are we doing? What list are we doing right now?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We were just updating shit. We'll figure it out. Carlos was supposed to be here. He's running late. He's coming.
Carlos
from
is
Sacramento.
In L.A.
Well, he's here for the NoHo Festival.
Oh, okay.
Is there people on right now?
I don't know.
Log in. I should have got a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Well, go get yourself a Diet Dr. Pepper.
No, I can't. I can't leave the podcast. I wish you were there last night.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, I think that was an invite only type deal.
I mean,
wasn't it
was, but you know, there were some people there that just showed up. A lot of people viewed it as an Instagram opportunity.
Right.
But to me,
I should have went. You should have hit me up. I would have went down.
It was like if the NFL. If like comedy had a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man, I wish I was there.
And there was a ceremony and everybody showed up and you know, I was seeing people that I had started with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are we even on?
I don't see it. But yeah, man,
Are we not live?
I don't think, no, I don't think so. Yeah, you're not on the Bread Comedy Live.
Why is it not? It's Bread Comedy. Here, let's see if it's on.
Well, it's not on, but
We got it on video.
Yeah, it's on video.
Wait, see if we can get it live because I made the announcement. Do you think we can, or is it too late?
I have to stop and start again. Gotta stop and start again, man.
Should we just stop and check, and then just pick up where we left off?
I don't want to. That's kind of a pain in the ass for editing, though. Let's just keep going, dude.
All right, fuck it.
Fuck it. You missed it, bro.
Well, you know, this is. I don't know why we. I don't know why this happens all the time, man.
Anyway,
what are we doing wrong? It works better when you log into your personal account and then I choose to send it to your. I only have one account. When you have a fan page, there's the administration. You got to log into one account and then just maybe if you go down and switch on the thing and it says, does it say Brett Comedy on it?
Yeah.
And that's the one we're logged into, right?
It's riveting for the listeners out there, unless we cut this out.
Well, you know what, then? Make it riveting. No, I'm serious. Make it fucking riveting. Go ahead, Pete. You stroll in late. I got a guest. You act all upset because there's a guest here.
No.
And I now just, you're taking shots at me because we're not live and I made the... You know what? How about this?
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to fix the live situation. So let's just go into whatever we're going to get into.
All right.
But yeah, man, I missed it. I was too busy doing comedy at the Sycamore in front of nobody last night. So I wish I would have went, though.
Was Sam there?
No, Sam wasn't there. Yeah, man, I wish I had known to come there.
Yeah, of course we would have snuck you in. But we're still recording, though, right? Like, we'll get the video for this? Okay. I see you. So, yeah, man, it was great. I wish we had longer time with Steve to talk about it.
Talk about freedom.
Just being there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I mean, again, it was just such an awesome. It was just such an awesome experience. It's the one time that I really looked around, looked at these people that I spent most of my adult life with.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known these people 18 years, like I said, man. You know. And they were all there because of Mitzi, man. And she was the glue. She was there. She links like four decades of comedians. But anyways, Mother's Day, did you talk to your mom?
I talked to my mom. She was doing great. I'm going to go see her. I'm leaving for Toms River, New Jersey tomorrow.
And you will be. All right. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
You could do the late shows.
Guest spots?
Guest spots.
I'm down.
They already booked the middle, and then they're like, we'll get rid of them.
Yeah, maybe on Friday I'll do that, or maybe Thursday.
I think you have more freedom.
Yeah.
Well, there's only two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Okay, so maybe
if you're in New Jersey, Hasbrook Heights, come on out. Bananas Comedy Club. It's going to be yours truly.
Maybe I'll do then, Friday,
and
dude.
And then PDG, the freaky one.
PD Jones will Johnson. In. I'm thinking about going to see Swordsman on Saturday at the Borgata.
At the Borgata today.
Borgata.
So yeah, just come up and do the late show Friday.
Yeah, might do it.
And then if you come up Thursday night, we could just go. I'm going to go into the city. I might head to the Stand.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to be just crash in my the room. City. I'm going to definitely be in the city on Thursday.
We'll make love.
Yeah, man.
This time eye to eye. We look at each other this time.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Stand. That'll be dope. I'll go.
Or just go to the city and hang out.
Yeah,
I'm meeting with Andrew Schultz and Giannis Pappas. We're going to probably grab a couple soda waters.
I'll probably meet up with Sherrod Small.
Well, get everybody together.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good time, man. I miss New York City, man. I love living in
New York.
It's
not the same though.
I know
that would be a great. Let's do that list.
Ask Ranzizi about how it's changed.
I'm saying top ten
things.
Top 10 things that isn't in New York anymore, that doesn't make it feel like right. New York City anymore.
There we go. There's something there. I like
there's
that.
There's something there.
Yeah.
Or top 10 things I used to love about New York City.
Yeah, I was talking to someone last night about Lucy's. Do you know what Lucy's are?
Of course.
Yeah, but that's really an East Coast thing. I don't think any – there's no bodegas in L.A. selling quarter cigarettes.
No.
Yeah.
No, they should open them in a package. Cigarettes was a big mob thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
They always jacking the cigarette trucks.
Oh, yeah.
You see it in Goodfellas when you slip in 50. Goodfellas,
yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Top 10 things about New York City that that we love.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Number one on my list is going to be Mamoun's Falafel next to the Comedy Cellar. I love that place. You know the falafel
see,
place?
The one of the things that you're just a fucking abomination.
I love it.
You're an abomination of a person.
That's one of my favorite
you
things.
You take the falafel over pizza.
No, I'm just saying.
Number one thing in New York City that you like is fucking falafel.
Dude, go to Mamoun's on Bleak.
Go to Mamoun's.
On McDougal between Bleecker and Third. That's the real deal. There's like five falafel places on that block.
Who
and
gives
Mamoun,
a shit about
Mamoun's
falafel?
Has
good
a
for you. Go
line.
When you go to New York
get
City, you make sure you go hit. What are you, Iron Man?
Go get the shawarma. They got meat on a stick.
Dude, come on, man. You know what I miss? This is what I miss. You don't see the hot dog carts like you used
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because
see-
you got fucking falafel carts. And then you know what?
Kebabs.
You know what I used to love around Christmas time was the – I don't know if they do this anymore. I haven't seen them. But the chestnuts. Remember the hot chestnuts you could buy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People would have the chestnut
yeah, they,
carts.
Yeah, I think they still do that, don't they?
I don't know.
It's been
I don't
years.
Know.
It's been years since I've seen that. Yeah, you go to Radio City. Go see the Rockettes. Go see the tree at
did
the
you ever
Rockefeller
do that?
Center. Yeah, dude.
I've never been.
Oh,
I mean, I saw the tree at Rockefeller Center, but I never went to the Rockettes.
Oh, yeah. There's the Christmas Spectacular.
Your family went all the time?
Well, not all the time, but it was definitely a when I was young, and my parents were still together. I've probably been to the Christmas Spectacular maybe four or five times.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
Yeah. It's quite a spectacle. When you see all the Rockettes in one line doing the synchronized kicking and whatever, it's pretty optically stunning.
Did you ever do the Macy's Day Parade?
Oh, yeah. I've had some like, dude, I remember being young. Not wanting to be at the Macy's Day Parade. It's freezing out. I have snot, like, frozen to my face.
It's like 4 hours.
Dude, it was like, I've had some nightmare experiences at the...
Have you done Times Square with the balls dropping?
When I lived in New York, I did it once, but not, like, fully in it. Like, I didn't hang out there for hours.
Right.
But I saw sort of like, I kind of stuck my head around one of the blocks and saw everyone and bounced.
Never did anything.
No, that's... First of all, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's like if you want to have a panic attack... And piss yourself three times in a day. You stand outside and wait for the ball to drop in Times Square.
Is it weird that I don't
have
feelings? I don't like live music, and I don't like being around people outside.
No, that's not weird. Yeah. That's not weird.
Like I could never. I'd prefer like if somebody invited me to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't want to go. I'd rather sit at home,
right.
and watch it from every angle.
Right.
You know,
yeah. No, it's definitely, you know, especially
call my bets
in those size of places, it's not that comfortable. You know, big gatherings.
Mm.
Big gatherings kind of freak me out.
No, it's weird. And like
festivals, for example.
Yeah, I just don't
I'm like, this is just too many people here.
My wife took me to see Billy Joel. I think we talked about this. And I was just in awe because, you know, he just plays the piano. He's just a real entertainer.
Yeah.
There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no explosions.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy just sat in front of the crowd on a piano and asked everybody what they wanted to play.
Yeah.
And
see, that's different. That's a little bit more.
Yeah, but it was like we were sitting down. We were adults.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's more of a civilized experience. I went to.
I don't understand that Burning Man shit and.
Oh yeah.
And the other one.
Bro, I went to Woodstock 99.
Hippies dancing.
Do you know what happened at Woodstock 99?
Oh, you went to that with the mud?
Yeah, guy.
Why?
Dude, it was a friend of mine from college was like, I want to go. So we went.
Buddy, blew my mind.
No, we set up the tent and whatever. I'm going to different things. Here's the thing with Woodstock 90. This is the first time I've ever been in a crowd of people. And I forget who was playing on stage. And I was there with my buddy Vito. We were all kind of packed in.
That sounds like a guy that would enjoy Woodstock 99.
Fucking Vito. We were all packed in, and it was the first time I felt like the crowd was all like tightly packed, and we were kind of around a mosh pit, and I could feel the power of all these people kind of pushing. It was when I realized I was like, dude, I don't have full control right now. Mm. This crowd of people, like when the crowd sways this way, like people are getting pushed that way. And I was like, oh shit! I kind of had a panic attack. I looked at my buddy Vito. I go, dude, I gotta get out of here because it was like a mosh pit happening, and like I felt like we were not in control of the situation. So I had like a little. Have you ever had a panic attack?
No, I don't think I have.
It's when like you get lightheaded.
Actually,
Hands start tingling. You're kind of like it feels like you're having a fucking heart attack.
I one time like sometimes before I went to sleep, I had a. Yeah, I felt like a little out of breath.
Exactly. Yeah. So I said to my boy Vito, I'm like, dude, I gotta get out of here. And he's like this big dude, so he was able to kind of like straight arm me out of there. But then later on the weekend, by the end of the thing, the fucking they ran out of drinks and refreshments and stuff. People started getting unruly.
You guys brought that shit upon yourself.
And then the wheels fell off. Just people just setting fire to t-shirt stands, and it was like, what is? And we just broke out. We just got out of there. I was like, I'm out of here, dude.
Yeah, but I'm saying you brought that shit upon yourself. You had no business being there.
I'm with you. I'm not looking back and saying this is the best decision
I've
ever made.
A little like people were dancing, and all you saw was this head of hair bopping up and down.
Yeah.
And then
teeth.
And then fucking all of a sudden they're like, God, why is there just, it smells so good right here. Just right in that little spot. And everybody else smells like fucking animals.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know what black people say about white people?
What do they say, Brett?
That we smell like, not Italians, but.
Yeah. What do we smell like?
Wet animal, like wet dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Dead serious. You wouldn't know because you didn't grow up around brothers, but they always said that white people smell like wet animals.
Like while we're wet or while we're...
No, they said that's the smell that we have.
Yeah.
Is that... well, it's not us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because me and my wife noticed that too. We'd be at the gym and it'd be like,
Dude, just smell like a wet dog. Like,
yeah.
Smells like a wet Labrador.
Yeah.
Does
any black people listening? I wish we were live so you could chime in.
Yeah. Shout out to the black people. Do you consider being Italian white?
Yeah, obviously we're European. I mean,
I thought I was white my entire life.
You are.
And then Whitney, like a couple of years ago, was like, you're not white. Well, and then I got in this conversation and I was like, really?
No, here's why. They didn't consider us white. You know, Italians are the only group of people that share a nickname with both a slur with both black people and Latino people. But, WASPs didn't view us as white. So,
yeah.
If you're heading out, I'll grab a Diet Dr. Pepper. No, but I'm saying they didn't.
Yeah.
Like the word Guinea is they used to call black people Guineas, New Guinea, and then Dago was like a Spanish dry, and they called us Dagos as well. But we've always been our own thing.
I just I always considered myself white. And then,
you are white.
And then but then people try to talk. I was at Subway the other day, and I started having the girl make a sandwich, and I said, "Yeah, I'll have it on white." And then she said, "It's Italian." And she said, the bread." She says, "Italian." She goes,
"Is that what spurred?"
She goes, "Italian's the same as white." And I was like, "You're the only one that thinks so." I've been here.
Hi-yo!
Hey-yo, folks. Come on now.
You know what pissed me off, too, one time? I was driving. Now, people don't know it because, especially millennials. I mean, especially millennials that are living in our old neighborhoods. But, hipsters and shit. But, like, people had problems with us. Like, I know that, my grandmother might have had a problem with my dad
Okay.
At first.
Yeah.
Marrying an Italian.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Dude,
that was service right there. Thank you very much. Dude, shout out your boy, dude. That's.
Well, I mean, she got over that real quick, but there was that stigma. And I remember my mom was telling a story where she dated this Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And she had a problem with my mom being Italian back then. Mm. You know, they came for money. And there was a bunch of that shit. But that was just the times, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, too, because, you know, Italians just whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking we don't care.
Yeah.
You can say what you want. You know, that's why actually organized crime was able to succeed in the Italian-American organized crime. Because we were like, yeah, we'll shovel the shit, but we'll be the only ones to shovel the
shit.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
You know, we got no problems with that.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we understood that you could have $1 billion, but you can't build a building unless we're building it for you.
Right, right.
So to control the lower class meant you controlled the upper class, if that makes any sense, which is why I have theories that there's that divide and conquer by mainstream media and corporations
to
just divide the lower class over identity politics and stupid shit because they know with a divided lower class, they can still conquer.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the Illuminati, bro. They're smart. I know.
I just think it's you know, there's some suspect shit going on.
Oh, of course.
You know? But again, it was always considered, you know, they didn't consider us white, but. But we are. We're actually the ultimate Europeans.
I like that.
We fucking are.
It's a good tagline for Italians. Italians.
No, I'm serious. We are. Yeah. Italians. Do it again.
Wait. Italians. Wait. What's the tagline?
I'll do it. The ultimate Europeans. Yeah.
Italians.
I'm saying, you know, Rome contributed a lot. When you look at what the Italians did with art and I mean, you want to talk about being culturally appropriated.
Yeah.
You know, which is a popular term now, but, you know. He's not calling
him
childish Gambino.
Yeah,
what is that? You're appropriating.
Yeah.
That's a cultural appropriation.
Just to see what the Italians – did you ever go to Pompeii?
No, I've never been to Italy.
What? You never been to Italy?
Dude, I don't travel.
Oh, dog. You got to get to Italy.
My wife lived there and I hear stories, but I'm going to go.
To see what they were doing 2,000 plus years ago in Pompeii, it's just like amazing. Like, dude, they had a legit sewer system. Like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, I know. The Romans created
plumbing. I mean, it was like, it's insane. They had a vomitorium just because they would party so much, they would just have a room just to puke. And it was like beautiful mosaic tile. It's amazing.
Now, when you look at the what's the word I'm looking for? The artistry of, you know, it's at a whole other level, man. I mean, even in fashion, I mean, you look at all the shit that Italian American. I'm Italian American. I don't associate with Italy. I've never been. You know, my story begins when they arrive on that boat and head off to Jersey City,
right?
And you know, and the trials and tribulations that the old country to me is
the old country, Jersey City,
T-neck. No, I'm serious. Like, I went down to Jersey City and Union City, and that whole area was where my grandparents came, and you know, and it's just such a unique history for us.
Yeah,
you know, but it is the motherland's North Jersey.
The Bergen old
is Hudson
Bayonne.
County.
Yeah. Bayonne.
And when we arrived, the Weehawken.
Yeah. The old country. The old country was Bayonne, Weehawken. Hoboken to me was new school. I love that shit, man. I can't wait to go back to Jersey. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Annoying, though, Pete? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, I'm just excited to get back to the East Coast, dude. And especially this time of year when it gets a little warmer. Remember the East Coast when it starts getting warmer?
Fuck them.
Dude, but in the beginning of things getting warmer, right? You get into like the 60s and all of a sudden girls just have their fucking jackets off and you just start seeing.
You mean the ones that haven't been taking care of themselves all summer?
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that have been hiding goods. They're hiding goods and services under those jackets and sweaters. Yeah. Oh, I like this.
When I arrived in a Jersey City. And I looked across at the Hudson, and there she was, the beautiful Lady Liberty. My ancestors in a Weehawken. when my great great grandmother arrived in a sea caucus. And they helped to produce the Uncle Floyd show.
The Uncle Floyd show. That's amazing.
And my family, they arrive.
And then the Perth the Am boy.
They come in and they fly in into a Newark. And they jump in a cab. And they go to beautiful Ahoboken.
Ever since I could remember, I wanted to go to Sea Caucus. You had all the big families. They were in Weehawken, Bayonne, Hoboken. My eyes were set on the marshlands of Sea Caucus. Just all the old history. The storied history of northern New Jersey.
As a kid, I used to go to Rutza Hut. Me and my family, we go to a romance emporium in a cliff. And then we go and then we catch a comedy show at the Rascals in a West of Orange.
Italian history to me was going to Orange Julius at the mall in Patterson. We'd go to Eatontown and go to the TGI Fridays.
As a boy, we used to go to fun and games at the Willowbrook Mall. And then I go, and I used to stare, in awe over the giant Santa Claus in front of the fountains of Wayne.
When I started out, you couldn't make a move with that before going to Spencer's Gifts and putting your face in that needle thing that leaves an impression of your face on it. That's history.
We're at the Paramus Mall. When I was a younger boy, I used to beg my mama for money so I could go to the United States of America.
That's the old country, man.
It is.
It really is.
I don't know how long we keep this going.
New Jersey Transit. Getting on a bus.
And then we go to the Bendix Diner. And I get the disco fry.
The family was all based in Linden, New Jersey. Just all those towns up there, man. Dude, that's the thing about New Jersey. You had all these towns that were just full of immigrants back then, you know?
And Still, kind of. Yeah.
All the blacks moved in.
Yeah, and everything goes. Yeah, it goes,
then it
you
just
know,
goes.
And all that, everything.
Yeah. That's how everyone
is. The towns at Long Island, though, sound like Elmer Fudd named them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Amawa.
Yeah.
Awagawakapa.
Yeah. Going to go to Syosset.
It's all, you know, Native Americans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I told you I took the 23andMe, right?
Yeah. How did you do?
I did great. I passed.
Oh, that's good. So what was the when did you get your results? So I have a 23andMe.
No, not 23andMe, ancestry.
I have an ancestry. Yeah. Whitney has a 23andMe, and I have something where it's like the thing.
Your
where
shit's gonna come back.
I'm afraid to put it in because of the database.
You know, part Wookiee,
part fucking
fucking Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I am Chaka. Is that what was that little fucker's name?
Yeah,
was
you're
Chaka?
Like 10% bovine.
Yeah.
Chinchilla. It's like what the fuck is this
what
kid made of?
What sort of animal is this?
And then Spanish and Italian.
Yo, so what was the how did your breakdown
majority
come?
Italian,
yeah, of course.
Majority Italian, and then German, a little bit of French.
Yeah. Did anything surprise you?
No, not really. I mean, the way people talked, you'd think everybody was from Africa. But
yeah.
I was 1% Moroccan.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
But then, I was kind of disappointed, really, that there wasn't any black in me.
Yeah.
I
want to do it.
But it was mostly Italian, German, English. Oh, I'm Italian, mostly Italian, Southern Italian, German. English, which I knew.
Yeah.
Native American, which I knew. I just didn't know how much. I was at like 7% or something.
Oh, nice.
And then Moroccan, and then it just starts going back after that. But it's all the same region.
Yeah.
You figure it's all the same shit.
Did you do any of the health, things? Like
No, they don't do that in Ancestry.
And Ancestry, they don't, right? Yeah. Because Whitney has 23andMe, and my dad got me an Ancestry, and I haven't submitted it yet.
23andMe is...
Because I want to find out. I got, in my family, bro, how about this little cocktail of health issues? Cancers in my family, Parkinson's. My grandfather had Parkinson's. Alzheimer's. My mom's mom had Alzheimer's, and my mom, you know, suffers with dementia now. And apparently you can take a test, and they can tell you if you have, like, the fucking Alzheimer's gene. Which, by the way, if I do, bro, I'm just telling you this. If I do, the second I realize that something's going down, it's going to be a party. I'm just going to go out guns a-blazing. I'm not going to fight. I'm just going to fucking party until I die.
When you're older, you mean?
No, just whenever it happens. Some people, it happens early.
You're going to go grab some little people or make a band?
Yeah, exactly.
Start hosting shit.
Start dating strippers again?
Start hosting shit again. Hey, everybody, PDG here. And
PDG, I just keep repeating myself.
Yeah, you have all Hey, buddy. No, yeah, but I'm saying it's like you just named everything that you're going to die from anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Heart disease. Okay, well, you're going to either die from a heart attack,
yeah,
cancer, stroke.
Yeah.
I mean, something's going to take you out.
Yeah. Cancer is so big in this country. Heart disease is really big. That's a big killer in America.
Your number one cancer is lung cancer, man.
Yeah.
You know? That's number one because when you start getting the side effect and when you start getting the effects of it, you're usually in advanced cancer. It's something that you can't screen for. That's why I did that analogy on stage.
There's no take backs in lung cancer.
When I was talking about my friend that got the car accident.
Yeah.
And they punctured his lung. His lung was punctured, so they gave him an MRI, and they found cancer, and that car accident saved his life.
Wow. That's crazy. You know? Well, hopefully we're good in that regard, buddy.
I mean, look, dude, I don't even know. I mean, you know.
Do you have any health issues in your family or stuff that you know about?
Well, my immediate family, my God bless, my grandmother lived in 97. My grandfather.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, everybody, I think both my grandfathers died of a stroke and my grandmother passed. My grandmother, my dad's side, passed to cancer, which was horrible. But
I feel like the Germans have a long lifespan.
I think Italians do too, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Italians Germans, do too. Anytime you hear about these, I mean, dude, there's still like Holocaust fucking Germans that are like hiding and they're like 96 years old.
I mean, I don't know how much of it is, what the hell's that?
That's, what's his name? That's, this is the Jewish guy, Netanyahu.
Netanyahu, but
there's an Embassy Day massacre.
Today it happened?
Well, you know, they moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
Right.
And the Palestinians are not happy with that. So people are, you know, doing stuff. I think this is, what's it called? I don't think it's a massacre. I think there's...
Well, we'll find out.
I think they're just being... let's see. Oh, yeah. Dozens of... The Israeli forces killed dozens of Palestinians.
So now it's a massacre?
So, well, dozens count as a massacre.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is going to happen. You know, not to get into this, but, you know...
No, let's not.
This was going to happen.
Move on. Dude, I seriously have made it a goal. My next special, I'm working clean. I am trying to be inclusive and stuff. I mean, it's just a goal of mine. There's so much divisive, negative stuff out there. It's just inundated. You know, everything is. It's everywhere. And
it's a legit massacre, dude.
It is, huh?
Over 50.
Killed Jesus. In Gaza.
Come on, guys. Let's figure it out. Well, they knew this was going to happen. But anyway. So, dude, let's talk about life, pal. I'm going to Jersey tomorrow. See, I'm going to meet my nephew for the first time. I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for the first it's newborn.
It's a newborn.
It's your first one, right?
This is my first, you know, blood nephew. You're an uncle. What, three times over?
Yes. Well, I have all girls, but I have my two nieces. My brother had, and my stepsister has a niece.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, give me some pointers on being Uncle Pete, because I'm Uncle Pete to other kids, but this will be the first one where, you know, and granted,
same stuff.
It's a newborn, so the thing can't understand. It's like talking to this fucking, you know, bouncy eyeball.
I bet it looks like Rocky's baby.
Yeah.
With all the hair.
Just comes out looking like fucking...
Shredded.
Rudy from YouTube.
It already has his teeth.
Yeah. So what did you get, you know, did you get Keith anything?
I'm not going to lie. The first time, you know, my brother's always been ahead of me. My little brother got married before me.
Yeah.
He had kids before me.
Yeah, he surprisingly has his shit together.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Bought a home before me. But he, I cried, man.
Yeah.
When the first one came.
Did you get him anything? Because I was thinking maybe I'm going to bring Ben like
a... We did a shot together and we got drunk and, you know.
I'm going to get Ben like a nice bottle of something.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, an old, you know, whatever
just,
matches with fatherhood.
Just take him for a drink and you know, smoke a cigar, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you really want? What does he want?
I mean, it's not that he wants anything.
No, I'm saying I didn't give him a gift. I took him out. Like we went right when the baby, because the mom needs a rest and the baby's in the incubator thing.
Yeah.
You know?
The baby's incubating.
And then we just went across the street and we drank and smoked cigars and, you know, it was just great, man. It was fucking cool. And then the second one came and went to go see her, and me and Keith did the same thing. And, you know, the mom chills.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool, man. And then you know, they're my goddaughters, so. But, you know, at the same time, the youngest one, the first one used to freak out. She never was warming up to me because me and my little brother kind of look alike. And
yeah.
I think it confused the fuck out of her. She used to look at both of us and then go,
yeah, just freak out. Yeah. They couldn't understand that, you know, the little baby brain can't take it.
Doesn't understand.
Looks like there's two daddies.
But
and, you know, one looks a little like an alien version of her dad.
Yeah, she would get confused.
Yeah.
But then the littlest one was just, you know, it's cool, man. You're going to have a lot of fun. You get to spoil them.
Are you talking about kids? Is it something that you guys talk about?
Yeah. I mean, you know, wifey's working, so.
Yeah.
You know, and for me personally, you know, I want to be, you know, it's weird. I was reading that, you know, babies bring bread, which is true.
Money?
Yeah.
Once really?
You have a kid, yep. Everybody's told me that. Once you have a kid, it starts bringing you, you know, so because everybody I try to be financially secure when it comes, so you don't have to worry. I don't want her to stress, you know, but this is a stressful business. And, and you know, you just try to plan everything, but, you know. Right now, she's been killing the game. So she's in Miami right now working.
Shooting. That's great. That's great. I mean, and I would imagine, well, the thing is, though, it's like your wife is so young that you guys have time, you know.
Holy
you have time.
Margot Kidder died.
Who's that?
From Lois Lane.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, it's 69.
Breaking news.
Dude, do you want to hear something interesting? There's a book called... called Easy Riders and Raging Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about like Scorsese, Spielberg, De Palma, all of these famous directors, Coppola, Lucas, and they rent this house in Malibu. It's a real story. It's not fiction. And Margot Kidder was the muse for them. You know, she was, I think a couple of them clipped her or something, or was trying to clip her, but she was at the house with them. And you know, she was just an intricate part of their coming up together. Like they all came up together. It's really interesting. I'm paraphrasing the book. Jerry told me about it.
Dude, so she was only 69. So that's got to be like a cancer or something like that.
I don't know.
I mean, that's
dude, listen, man. Even last night at Mitzi's thing, people, if you're listening, I don't want to try and be inspirational, but you don't have much time.
Yeah.
I mean, 100 years is not a lot of time. You think it is, but it's not. And then when I'm being there, and you guys know it, once you get out of high school, which, by the way, longest 4 years of your life, I don't even know why, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
High school took forever.
Yeah.
I've been doing comedy 21 years.
You've been doing, you know.
And it seems shorter than me, my freshman through my senior year.
Yeah, you did 5 high schools.
Easy.
Of comedy.
Yeah.
Yet high school was longer.
Right? I mean, that time in your life just seems forever.
Oh, man.
But it's only 4 years, and then just it just whizzes by. I mean, look how long we've known each other.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I think you knew me in my 20s, in my late 20s when we first met, right?
I've known you since like 03, maybe.
So I might have been 30. I don't know. It depends. When was the first time we kissed?
Dude, you weren't in your 20s when I met you?
If you met me in when?
Dude, where are you?
I was 30.
We're old, man. Jesus.
I was 30.
God.
Right. If you met me when?
Like 02 or 03?
Yeah, I think I was in my 30s, maybe 29. Yeah. Who fucking knows? I'm so stupid. I can't even do math. I am. I've been realizing as I'm going on and on that I'm just getting dumber and dumber. I don't know if I'm just getting lazier and don't care.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I just put in the minimal. I think when I graduated college, I was like, I'm done with learning or applying anything.
Well, it's weird because I've been focusing so hard on the stand-up, and then now, I mean, I'm just taking my business so much more – not more seriously. Like, I always took it seriously. I'm just working differently now. So yeah. Like my YouTube page, you know, I just started focusing on that and Instagram and the social media stuff.
Right.
And then writing the new special. And, you know, it's just all the work that goes into doing comedy and to – As a comic, you read everything and you just take that in. But as I've been clearing that stuff out of my life, I don't know if I'm politically savvy anymore. I can't. It just wasn't healthy for me.
Yeah. And we're definitely in a time where it's almost unhealthy to pay attention at this point because you'll lose your mind.
You know,
I don't know how anyone who covers Washington as a journalist is getting through this period.
I got to tell you, man, and we talk about it. It's disgusting to me how just the media is just all in on this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get it. You don't like him.
Yeah.
But people that don't like him are still tuning out to you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to act like it's the end of the world, I mean, even with the North Korea thing, negotiating these hostages, and then they're like, well, he had nothing to do with it. It's just on and on with this guy.
No, I feel like people get, you know, they give him credit with the hostages.
Reading anything.
Yeah, I see it.
I don't even get on Facebook anymore, man.
Yeah.
You know, and then this idiot, it's just all, see, now you got me all worked up.
Yeah, don't even think about it. Live life, pal.
No, I am. I'm feeling healthier. I'm losing weight. I stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I suggest the same to you, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. You feel 100 times better, man.
Buddy, you're saying this to a person who's quit drinking several times over many periods. I've gone 7 months.
You can only
months.
Quit once.
No, I'm saying I'll go 8 months.
You've stopped drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get your fucking face back?
Yeah, you feel so much better.
You wake
and then,
up
and then you go fuck it up.
Yeah, you wake up and feel.
Then you go get hammered
you're
and eat a case of fucking White Castle burgers.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're back. I'm back.
Shout out to fucking Route 37, Tom's River. Brett and I did a 4 a.m. run there.
Oh, fuck yeah, we did.
So, dude, you're out of the game completely, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. See, for me, it's like I used to always quit after the new year.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, I like that. I used to always quit after the new year.
When I was a boy, I used to go to the White Castle. And I get 20 burgers. No, I gotta change that. When I was a boy, I used to go to the White Castle, and I get one burger. And me and my brothers, we split it the 4 ways.
They were struggling. They all had one pair of pants between the 3 of them. All those stories are great. My dad grew up poor with his 2 brothers, and you know they all lived in this. They all slept in the same bed.
That's what I want to talk
about. They shared clothes.
I went on a rant on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yeah,
and
on Instagram, how do you go on a rant on Instagram?
You just record it.
Video.
And I was live, and I save it for like 24 hours.
Yeah,
I'm driving where I live. Steve was making fun of me because I said where I stay at, but I'm driving. And there's a high school across the street from me. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how to set this up. I'm thinking about ranting about this. I'm going to start doing rants on my YouTube page now.
Yeah.
Basically, let me just say that the high school has crossing guards.
Yep.
Okay? Literally, I'm going to make a left. I see a grown man with a beard.
Yeah.
This kid, he was an old ass kid.
Yep.
All right, let's just say he was 17.
Yeah.
He looked 30, but let's just say that. Okay. This old lady stops traffic to let this grown man cross. Now, I don't know about your high school. We didn't even have fucking crossing guards.
Yeah.
In high school?
No. High school, you got to figure it out. You got to look both ways, pal.
So I'm reading – I was telling this buddy of mine this story about this guy that lived in my mom's condo, and he was a World War II hero. And I watched him – he used to swim laps, and his name was Bogey. He was Polish he was like the Poland's Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
Right.
And they made movies about this guy.
Right.
Okay. So apparently this guy was a pilot, got shot down. This is a fuck. I'm paraphrasing this story, but this is as real as it gets.
Yeah.
Because I went to his apartment, and you see all the movie posters, all the awards, everything in his condo. Old dude, he was dope. He was in his 90s doing laps. I think he was clipping like a 58-year-old. He was just the greatest guy ever. By the way, I'm exaggerating that. I got to be careful because this guy's real.
Right.
That was
a joke.
I'm not just saying that. It was. Whatever. I got to keep it as real and honest as possible.
Yeah.
Because he's a real dude. I might be paraphrasing the story, but this is the gist of it. He gets shot down, lands in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. In wherever in Europe. Swims to shore in behind enemy lines. Okay. He's all busted up and he's trying to survive. While he's surviving, he stumbles upon a POW camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the middle of the night, after he's not making this up. He takes out like the guards and liberates this POW camp by himself and takes everybody to freedom.
That's amazing.
And he was like 19 when he did it, right? Then I read about Audie Murphy, who was a famous actor in Hollywood, who took out a whole German hill by himself. His whole platoon was bunkered down. They were getting swarmed. And this one guy who was free ran, grabbed a gun, started shooting, took out a whole. And his famous quote was, when they said to him how he was able to do that, he said, just like matter of factly, he's like, what was I supposed to do? Those were my friends over there without thinking.
Yeah.
19, 20, whatever.
That's amazing.
And now I see this 18-year-old kid with a crossing guard.
Yeah.
And it just makes me sick to my fucking stomach. It really does.
It really is crazy.
I mean, it is insane how spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
And how shitty. Even me. All of us. I mean, I was very fortunate to be a generation skipped over a war.
Yeah.
But what we're considering oppression today.
Yeah.
And hard times. And then, you know, talking about these old. My grandfather was driving trucks. My stepfather was driving trucks at 12.
Yeah.
They were fucking truck drivers.
It's just crazy to think that, you know, people that age doing all of that stuff, right? Taking a hill. And like most 19-year-olds today,
by the way, these kids
are
today
struggling to pick toppings for a sandwich at a sandwich shop. That's their biggest pressure.
Now the reality is that those kids have that in them. Everybody has it in them.
Oh yeah.
Once you're being pressured, you have that in them. And we were talking about this the other day, that kids, people don't know how to chalk up an L anymore. They don't know how to take a loss. They don't know how to, you know, like back in the day, not too long ago, you fisted it up. You came from the shoulder. You got in a fight. You took the L.
Right.
You lose a job. You take the L. You know, you don't get what you want in life. You just take the L and you move the fuck on.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore.
No, and it's weird. It's
can't
like
do it.
It's like even the way people's feelings are affected. You need. It's not a chicken and egg argument. You can't change the way people behave. You just have to change the way how you react to things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
You, I can't change your opinion of me. I just got to work on not giving a fuck about what you think about me.
You're not going to change my opinion of you, Brett.
Of course not.
You're never going to do that.
No, I'm just saying. You can sit there and not like me.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm better looking than you.
Right,
and
right.
Taller than you.
Exactly.
And, you know.
These are the major things, my major beefs that you're bringing up. And you'll never change that opinion.
I'm not as hairy as you.
You can change yourself to adjust my opinion of you.
Right. Like, I'm not mad at you. My root can't grow any bigger. And if it did, it could never reach those proportions. No, I'm just saying is that it's really getting crazy. And then you're hearing, like, you know, people that think things are given to them. Like even the chick on Bert's podcast that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
About, you know, my point earlier was more about nobody cared about the store. But now that it's up and now you think that we should be giving spots, who should give up their spot? Should I? I put 18 years in that place. You know what I mean? I should give it up to a 5-year comic because you feel that that's what happened?
Yeah.
You got to earn
makes
shit.
It makes no sense.
All of it. Everything.
And is that girl even a comic? The girl who
said she is
a comic?
Yeah, she's a comic.
She's an Irish comic or something.
Yeah, she's an Irish girl. I mean, look, I'm not mad at her. I mean,
I'm mad at her.
She voiced her opinion. And, you know, Bert, it was a very – it wasn't like a mean-spirited –
I'm sure.
Like, she wasn't.
Bert's such a nice guy, and I haven't heard it, but I'm sure he was just very, like, nice about it.
He was very nice, but he was very, like, he said, look, you know, I've been doing comedy 21 years, and I don't think of whatever. I'll say she's a 10-year comic if that. You know, we know the business. It's not, nobody's given anything. Like, he said, I was just passed 2 years ago at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody's given anything. And I don't know. I just feel when we get into that generation – and you talk about the shit that they endured and the shit that didn't bother them and why they were so successful. And even as parents, you know, the way that they were fiscally responsible and they bought one car and your grandfather knew how to fix the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, and they owned a home to live in.
Yep.
You know, and you know, the reality is it's just time, you know, look, times change. But guess what? They can fall easily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could lose everything like that.
Oh, without a question.
And then what? You know what I mean? I mean, now you're getting into the way people should use gender pronouns.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a problem now with people, how people use feminine and masculine verbs in Spanish or other languages? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
These are our problems now.
Yeah.
Trying to teach people how to talk. And getting offended at jokes and going after Michelle Wolf and anybody that is just doing comedy.
So, buddy, I know you're working on this new special or this new hour. Are you doing new jokes now? Are you working on – because I've seen a couple of new stuff
You know what I did? I took some of the stuff out of my special that I did that I've been working on. I've been – it's all new material.
Yeah, that's great.
And again, I'm just – you know, I'm messing with the title. I love the title, Domesticated Animal. Because I'm doing this special clean. I'm not cursing.
Good.
But the other thing I like is in the middle. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty middle of the road guy.
Yeah.
I'm the third kid. I was the third, second child out of three. You know?
Middle. You're the middle kid.
I've always been the middle child. Yeah. Always in the middle, man. You know?
Me too, man. We're both middle kids. I didn't realize that. I mean, I knew that, but yeah, we're both.
But last night being around these comics and listening to them talk, and you know what else was crazy too? Is Pauly Shore went up, did a great, great speech, great set, and started making fun of his own mother and making fun of the comics in the room. And then when in the OR, when there was the roast for the other guys, everybody was shitting on each other. And that's what comedy is. It's that. I know this is always beat to death. But that stage is not supposed to be safe. Safe things are not supposed to be set up there.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even making fun at a memorial, and Mitzi would be applauding that.
Yeah.
Right, top 10.
What do you want? So we're just going to do top 10 things we love about New York. Well, now, we've done a New York City list before.
Have we?
It was something, but fuck it. We're both going to be in New York.
New Jersey. Top 10 things we love about New Jersey.
All right. Have we ever done that? I don't know. Number one, pork roll, egg and cheese sandwiches.
All right. First of all, let's get it straight. It's
Taylor Ham. Right. I'm going to put pork roll at number one. Pork roll.
Taylor Ham.
Pork roll slash Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham slash
pork
roll.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know why we have that and no one else really knows what we're talking about when we ask for it. But,
oh, wait. I think we did do a New Jersey list.
Okay. Jug handles. Gonna be on the list.
What was the apple farm?
I just love that you can't make a left in New Jersey. You have to make a right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it just circles all the way around. Your town has to buy a piece of property to help you make a left turn safely. Jug handles is on the list. Diners, that's got to be on the fucking list. I'm just writing this list as we're doing this. These are all good, though.
Disco fries. These are great. Yeah, you're just pounding them out.
Diners, yeah, and disco fries.
See, you got me all upset now.
No, it's all good, buddy. Diners, so should diners and disco fries be the same thing?
Yeah,
diners. I mean, disco fries.
I don't know if I've ever – have you ever seen a Denny's in New Jersey?
Yes, but you're gonna find –
Turnpike stops are strong.
There's more Perkins than there is Denny's in New Jersey, I feel.
Turnpike stops.
You got to love it. You got to love it. Turnpike rest stops, the best. You learn a lot about yourself in a rest stop, a turnpike rest stop. Good stuff right there.
Turnpike rest stop in
the beach, the shore. You got to love that. Oh, yeah.
When I was a boy, I remember so vividly, we arrived at the turnpike rest stop.
out.
And I only had a dollar in my pocket. And I got the Roy Rogers a chicken. And I split the leg with my brother and my sister and my four cousins. And the one biscuit. And then my mother, she buy me a yes and no book. And I was amazed because of the pen. It has no ink, and then you rub it and there it is, the answer. My mind was a blown. And then
Oh man.
Do people in your family yell for no reason?
My dad definitely.
It is definitely an Italian thing.
Oh God.
Without a doubt, right?
Oh yeah. Dude, there was so much yelling growing up in my house that I, when I went away to college, didn't realize I had no barometer of when you're supposed to be yelling and when you're not supposed to be yelling. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was just so much yelling. I didn't realize. And then I just went to college and I was just the loudest person because I didn't understand.
Well, do you yell? You don't yell with me.
I almost had like a rubber band effect. Like I was exposed to it so much that I – Now I don't do. I never raise my voice.
Did Whitney bring it up to you that you were that you used to do it? And she's like, you know, you yell a lot.
If we're out and like we're in a social environment, well, I'm telling a story or something, I'd be loud, and everyone's like, "Ooh, this guy's loud. This guy really talks loudly."
Like I just yell for no reason. Yeah. I'm not even angry.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just
like, why do you? I mean, it's got to be something.
Yeah,
it's got to be something in the genes. That wasn't in my ancestry.com.
Yeah. It tells you what percentage of fucking unreasonable yelling that you do.
And it's so funny.
64% even, yelling for no reason.
Yeah, no, yelling. 35% yelling with people he agrees with. Like, why?
That's funny.
We're saying the same fucking thing.
We did it today.
I know. We're on the same.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing, but yelling. Another thing about New Jersey, the amount of Italian Americans there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love it. You got to love it. The delis. Italian Americans. Delis might even be another one.
Well, delis, yeah, I mean, but that's, you know.
Come on, dude. There's amazing delis in New Jersey.
Fucking phenomenal.
No, I mean, and the same thing in New York.
Jersey Shores. You put the Jersey Shores.
Oh, yeah, the Shores on the list.
Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah.
Gambling's legal now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, did you see that CNN? The thing came up. It's passed. You can look at this one.
What?
When I was a boy, we went down to Seaside Heights. I go to a JR's Bar and Grill, and I had a Maruca's a tomato pie, and I taste it, and I cry. It's so good. And then I have the saltwater taffy. And then I see a man with no shirt on. And he have abs and he smell amazing. And I say, that's what I want to be.
And then I hear a guy say, one win gets you a choice of the stand.
I hear and I look over and all I see is a head of hair and a teeth. But his charisma, I was drawn to him.
He say, $1 for a bet. One win gets you a choice of the stand. Any beanie baby you want.
And I go and I try on my luck. And I put the dollar. And the guess what? I got no winner, baby.
Not today.
I got the hustle.
Oh, man. I used to do that when no one won. There were a lot of bets down on the bet. I would clear all the Susan B. Anthony's off the laydown, and I would go.
Susan B. Anthony's?
Yeah, I used to go. Not today. That was like one of my signature lines.
Your fucking.
I used to go.
Your transatlantic speak.
Not today.
You used to do that all the time.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's good. That doesn't annoy people.
It got into play more. Because it was, you know, it was.
Dude,
it was
11. I was up one night playing in at Harris.
Yeah.
In the casino. I got in at like 2 o'clock. I did Butch Bradley's Hideaway.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Hideaway. Were you with me?
No. But I heard. How is that going down there? He's not doing that anymore. Nah, he's in Vegas. Yeah.
Next thing I know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I've been fucking gambling, playing tables. And I look at myself, and you look around a casino, especially in Atlantic City, and you see the people that you've been gambling with, and you're like, I got problems.
Yeah.
This isn't right.
I come to terms with it pretty quickly. Because at that point, if I spend that much time, and for me, it's blackjack. I'll sit at a table playing blackjack, but I know how to play to make money.
Right.
And my whole strategy takes hours to do it. Because essentially what you're doing is you're feeling the ups and downs of the shoe as you're playing. You bet bigger when you know you're going to have the cards coming to you. You bet less when you know you're going to take a beating.
Yeah.
But you have to stay there. So a lot of times it's going to be like a 6-7 hour – not seven, but like a, I'll be there at a table sometimes like 5-6 hours, you know. And but the thing is I'm up – you know, I'll be up like $1,300 or something.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, this is worth it. You know what I mean? This makes sense to me to make that much money in that amount of time.
Well, for me.
So if I have to sit next to this guy who looks like he's been gambling and, you know, has his last dollar and he's smoking cigarettes and I'm just doing secondhand.
But dude, I'll be down like $50.
Yeah.
The whole night. Like yeah. I'll go up to my room and I'm only down like $25.
Yeah, that's great.
Or I'll be up 100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was up 1,100.
Yeah.
And then I worked my way down and back up.
Right.
And it's like, God, why can't I just win and go home?
Yep.
That's why I don't drink, man. Like if I'm at 7 months without a drink. Not that I had a problem, but whatever.
You're not 7 months.
Yeah, I am.
Dude, it's May.
Right.
You stopped before the new year?
Yeah, what is it, May? 5 months.
Yeah. Dude, 22 months, not drinking, bro.
No, what are you talking about, Brett? It was last week. Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Well, I have a list.
Hold on, what else we got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
saltwater
six,
taffy.
7, 8, 9.
Did saltwater taffy originate at the Jersey Shore? Because I know they used to claim
it. I believe, I'm gonna claim it. I believe the saltwater taffy did come from New Jersey.
Got to go to Rutt's Hut.
Yeah.
Put Rutt's Hut in there.
This is what I have so far. At number 10, I have the
don't worry about what I got.
The Turnpike Rest Stop. Number 9, I have Atlantic City.
True.
Number 8, I have the delis.
True.
Number 7, I have the Four Seasons. The fact that you have Four Seasons and the Four Seasons. And then 6, I have the Boardwalk. 5, I have the Shore.
Well, you have the Four Seasons. What are you talking about?
Just having the Four Seasons of...
Oh,
of weather.
But that's everybody has. That's not unique to New Jersey.
No, I mean,
I think that's dumb.
All right, I'll take it off.
Yeah.
That's one thing I miss about New Jersey, the fall. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Joe Diaz.
I also have a – what do you got on Joe Diaz?
No,
live.
Yesterday. By the way, his set was amazing.
Dude, how about Eddie Pepitone knowing our little video from the list?
Yeah, he loves it. the Basil Garden?
Yeah, I'd really like to shoot our things that we initially wanted to shoot for our podcast.
We will.
Yeah.
Then
you somehow got it bumped for another project that's not even in existence yet.
What are you talking about? That's what we're shooting it for. Don't worry about what I do. Why don't you take initiative?
Well, I did take initiative.
No, you didn't. These are all my ideas.
We had two or three things that we were
Must
supposed to shoot.
Must you turn this podcast into a house of lies?
And then you redirected it to something else.
Can I ask you this? Do you think maybe they didn't want to do it yet? Did you ever think that?
No, they wanted to do it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they did.
No, they don't.
They didn't want to shoot two or three things on a green screen?
Not yet. No, I'm telling you right now.
So we had a meeting about it and they lied to us?
They didn't lie about it. That's last time we spoke about it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You could do 10 things at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not like they're like, you're going to do one or the other.
No, we wanted to do – well, that's what it was.
No,
I asked
not.
About it and she said, no, we're not doing that because we're doing this degenerate gentleman thing.
Yeah, but no, this is still separate. Our thing – that was the original proposal.
Okay.
Well, they don't want to do that right
either
now.
Either way, we should shoot some stuff some sketches. That would be fun.
Yeah, you're the okay. only sketchy one here.
Other things about Jersey.
Yeah,
so
I said it.
The Shore.
Yeah.
Diners, Disco Fries, Jug Handles, Italian American Community, and Pork Roll Taylor Ham. So we got a pretty good list right here.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
We got 9. I got Turnpike Rest Stops, Atlantic City, the Delis, the Boardwalk, the Shore, Disco Fries, Jug Handles, Italian American Community, Pork Roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking great. We're just missing one.
What could it be? Oh, the lottery.
The lottery? You want to put that on the list? Oh, yeah.
Nah, the lotto?
No. Yeah.
Well, I threw out an Uncle Floyd reference.
Yeah, Uncle Floyd. That's crazy, dude.
You remember him?
Yeah, guy. That guy was the best. I didn't understand how he had a TV. That's when I didn't understand how TV worked. I was like, how does this guy have a show? I didn't understand that it was like a kind of like a cable access type vibe.
Yeah, it was weird, right? Yeah. And then he would pop up and he had the puppet.
Yeah. Plaid jackets.
Yeah.
He rocked the plaid. All right, what else you got, dude? New Jersey, what are you thinking? Top 10 things you love about New Jersey. Missing one more. Come on, guy. Think about it.
Where was we go get the ice cream? There was the place that we would go. Oh, okay, I can't think of the name of it. Apple Farms. There's not even a place that got ice cream all the time.
There are great ice cream places in New Jersey,
tremendous.
By the way.
It's tremendous.
You got frozen custard. You got Coors on the boardwalk. Khrs. Shout out to Coors, the ones that started the Great Fire in Seaside.
Oh, what about Great Adventure?
Great Adventure. Six Flags. I love it. Great Adventure is one of my favorite parks of all time. I'm going to put it on the list.
I tell you, I got kicked out as a kid for cutting lines.
Really?
Yeah, and it stuck back in.
I didn't think anyone really...
Yeah, somebody complained.
Really? Yeah. I didn't think anyone got busted. I thought you just got shamed briefly, and then people got over it.
Did I ever tell you that in fifth grade, my boy Sean Adderley, I hope he's listening. Hey, Sean, if you are listening, you got to get in touch with me. I don't have your number. That number doesn't work. He's been one of my best friends since fifth grade. So, you know, before I lived in Florida again before I moved back to New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I spent – it was weird because sixth grade was middle school in Florida.
Yep.
So I started sixth grade in middle school in Florida. And then when I moved back to New Jersey, I got bumped back down to elementary school because middle school was seventh and eighth grade.
That's hilarious.
But when I was in fifth grade –
you thought you were moving up and then they were like, yeah, go back to elementary school,
kid. We went on this field trip to Disney World in Florida. And shout out to Castle Hill Elementary, Deepside Lauderhill. I was at Castle Hill. So long story born. Did I ever tell you this?
I don't think
so. When I got caught stealing at Disneyland?
No.
Disney World? So I snuck away from the group. I was always doing shit I wasn't supposed to do. And then I go into the gift shop. So you know those big-ass lollipops with all the different colors?
Yeah.
You know those big-ass ones with the goofy Mickey Mouse face on
it? Yeah.
I grab one of those. I stick it in my waistband. I cover my shirt with it, right? Then I wanted to get a goof.
It's like the shape of Mickey Mouse's head underneath.
Well,
shirt.
I mean, I had it dope. I had it right here, and then I put a Goofy on the ground because I was gonna steal something for my brother, my little brother.
Yeah.
So I always thought of him.
You got to steal for your brothers.
And I was kicking it out, like I would kick it out, look at something, and then like you know kicking it across the floor. Mm-hmm. Nobody was noticing the way it was. You know, I just never looked down.
Yeah.
So I get out the gift shop, right? I bend down. I go like to tie my shoe, and I grab the – I wish you could see it.
Got the Goofy? I'm visualizing
and
it.
And I just feel a hand on my back.
Uh-oh.
And it was this old dude in a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, wow.
Right? And he was like – because, you know, they have undercover. This guy's been eyeing me the whole time.
Yeah.
So he takes me to Disneyland jail. Uh-oh. Right? Now, meanwhile, I'm like, fuck.
How old are you at this point?
10. It was fifth grade, whatever fifth grade is. I'm like, oh, shit. And Miss Beverly's class, they were all, they, you know, I was already gone. I had split away. And my buddy Sean was with me. But then you know, I got exiled. So I get down to the thing. I'm all nervous. They go, they bust me in, right? I mean, Pete, I'm shitting bricks. I go in, close the door. Guy's sitting there. This young dude, he had to be like 20-something years old. And he's looking at me. And he goes, so where are your parents? And I said, I can't find my mom and dad. You know, I don't want to tell them I'm with a school
because
I'm like, you know.
I love that in this situation you told more lies. You're like,
are you kidding me? Of
you
course.
Were just digging a bigger like hole to get out of. So
of
what
course.
Happened? So you said you couldn't find your parents.
Basically, his name was Brett too.
Okay.
Because he had a name tag on.
You had a common denominator.
And, right. And he goes, what's your name? I said, Brett. He goes, really? I says, yeah. And he goes, you're not just telling me that. I said, no, it's Brett for real. And then I said, but I spelled with one T, you know, because he had two T's. So he goes, it was like a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is 1982, whatever. So he fucking rubbed off the other T and he gave me the name tag. He goes, here, you can have that. And he's just staring at me. I go, thanks. And he goes, so where's your parents? I go, I don't know, man. And I was nervous. I said, look, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. I'm here with my mom, you know, and da 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 da. And he says, all right. And he goes, come on. He took me in this little golf cart.
Yeah.
She went up. fucking little side door.
Yeah.
He goes, go find your parents. Don't screw up again. He let me go.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
I got a name tag. I love that they dude, like, security is supposed to reunite people with their parents. He let a shoplifting lost kid with who can't find his parents go. It was just like, yeah, figure it out, kid.
Well, I don't think he wanted to.
It's a crazy world. No, I know.
You know what I mean? I don't think he wanted to.
Kids make stupid mistakes, and
no, I mean, I don't. You're at a theme park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And obviously, I didn't drive myself there.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, I mean, there's more to it. I told him I know where to find him. If I got, you know, like, he's like, can you find him? I said, yeah, I know where
to find him. He's working security. It's, you know.
I don't think he wanted to do the paperwork over a kaleidoscope lollipop or whatever it was and a Goofy.
Yeah.
And then
he knows he's not solving the world's problems.
Yeah, he's like, as a security. Bust a 10-year-old and ruin the whole vacation.
Exactly.
I think it's more for, like, you know, the scam artists that were there.
Exactly.
And that was back when you had tickets. I forgot that. Like,
yeah.
They didn't have passes. You had a book of tickets.
Yeah.
So if you had like $10, you could only go on $10 worth of rides.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you had it wasn't just like one pass and you go in. They had all these tickets and shit.
Gotta get them tickets, son.
And then I got caught stealing at the when we went to Philly at that Independence Hall.
On another field trip?
Yeah. Down when we were in Jersey, we went to Philly.
Really?
Yeah. And what'd
you steal? A replica Liberty Bell?
No. Was it Independence Hall? Where was the one they had like fake astronaut ice cream? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like freeze dried?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a space center or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. There's a thing there too. There's like a.
Might have been at the. Like I just remember there.
There's like a museum. There's like a science center.
Yeah.
There's like, yeah.
And they had a ball that you put your hands on it.
Oh, yeah. I was always so scared.
I could have loved to have seen you with that.
Oh, dude.
You just put your hand on the ball.
It just
and
looks
then
like this.
Hair everywhere sticks up. And then, I got caught stealing freeze-dried ice cream.
Did you get in trouble for that?
Nah, I got to think. You going to pay for that? And I just was like, I'm sorry. You know, just fucking scurried out. I was always, first of all, I went to rough schools. And we were always the kids that, you know, you could tell had never been to a field trip.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were always taking shit.
Yeah.
And my brother, really quick, I know we got to go, but did I tell you about with the fucking quick check?
I don't know.
Oh, dude. So my brother's class, my brother tells the story better, but they had, like, you had to fulfill field trips.
Yeah.
So the school was like, all right, fuck it. We got to think of something. So they took them. They walked them to the quick check and gave them a tour. A quick check. My brother tells a story. He's like, the Indian guy was like, what the fuck is this class doing here? And then the teacher's like, all right, so this is how a business is run. Like, they try to make
that's
it educational.
Hilarious.
He said, we were there 10 minutes. Everybody bought gum and left.
Yeah. This is the real world, kids. This is a convenience store.
I mean, I don't even know if kids do any of that stuff now. I mean, now you got 18-year-olds with crossing
guards. Bro, in eighth grade, we took a field trip. I was in an intermediate school. We took a field trip to New York City. And I thought, you know, because we're going to New York and like on this field trip, I thought it was cool to take a butterfly knife with me because we're going to the city.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had to go to the UN. And I'm like, I have a butterfly knife in my pocket. There's a metal detector. And I was like, shit, what do I do? And I showed it to my buddy, Vinny Skeltis. I'm like, dude, I have this knife. And he just like, he took it and then just ditched it in like the bushes somewhere. And we got it when I came back. But I was like, I was having a meltdown. I was right next to this.
Of course you were.
This metal detector with a butterfly knife, like trying to get into the UN.
Did you ever, so stupid. Do you remember Action Park?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
People died as a kid.
You couldn't.
There were no rules there.
But that place, everybody got hurt.
Yeah.
Remember Dorney Park? Huh?
Dorney Park. They used to call it Gurney Park because people would just get fucking taken out of that place.
I don't know. Is that a South Jersey thing?
Action. Yeah, I think it was South Jersey. I think Dorney Park. Did Action Park have the chutes, like the cement chutes?
Yeah, like the, you had the
little carts
the little cart
with the brakes
or
whatever?
Yeah, you were like riding on them?
Yeah, people did not do well on
those. No, of course not.
That was very dangerous.
Kids were breaking
their
necks.
Flying off the bobsled. I mean, it's insane.
Then I remember the going to Wildwood or Long Beach had the haunted house, and then they had Sesame Place.
Oh, Sesame Place. I've been to Sesame Place.
Dude, you know what's cool is in Seaside Heights, I remember going to that little water park as a kid.
Waterworks.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And in that arcade across the way, there was
the Coin Castle.
All right, we're done reminiscing.
Yeah.
It's only,
shout
it's
out
only-
to Coin Castle and the Waterworks. There's a big guy holding a Pepsi can. I'll tell you, man, I love Seaside, and I can't wait to go home.
Dude, and Jersey's all. Making a comeback.
Jersey's coming back strong. Hey, before we go, before I run off this list, I want to do some Pete's tweets, if I can find them. We've been getting some great feedback on the podcast and life. People are wondering why we're not live doing the podcast.
We're trying because some technical stuff. Man.
Well, next time
I got to stop advertising it.
Before we start doing it, let's just make sure we're on, you know, and then we'll do
it. Well, we had a rush because Rent is Easy.
Yeah.
But interesting podcast today.
It was a very interesting podcast. I thought I came in, I saw you with another man.
You know what? You got to chill with that shit. Seriously, dude, you act like I'm cheating on you. You act like I'm trying to cut you out of stuff.
I come in, there's two mics. Listen to me.
I love you.
The fucking scientists are on the list with Brett Ernst and Steve Renazzisi. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Listen to me. You got to get rid of the guinea shit.
Oh, dude, come on. I'm not guinea shit.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
dude.
It is.
Buddy, I'm nothing.
You passive aggressively guineed me.
No, I did not. Well, I was confused as to what the hell was going on.
But, you know, we were going to do ours, but then, you know, you're doing your other thing. And then I come in and you see Steve and I'm looking at you. You look like. You know, you caught your parents in bed.
The clips are real. That's an actual real thing. This Rent is Easy thing, I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. If I try to get this, I just want to do some Pete's tweets here, dude. But people have been hitting me up about they want to make sure we're going to come back live. We'll do it live next week. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live, take it down.
Yeah.
Because then we re-release it.
Yeah.
But we'll put this stuff on our website.
Yeah, we will.
Once we get that.
So a couple things here. Nancy Gauchi, she says episode 149, I am a big fan of the redhead. Turns out Gauchi likes redheads. Marcos, he says podcast brew and open road. And it was a picture of
Coors Light, right?
No, he had Coronas. And, you know, two of them were he was drinking. So essentially
he has problems.
Essentially, he was saying that he was drinking and driving.
Yeah. He's got problems. That kid's got problems. He needs to go see somebody.
Jason Villatoro says, Brett Ernst, why does Daniel LaRusso from Cobra Kai series remind me of your bitch ass dad? Oh, I think I did this one last week. I did this one. Anyway,
whatever.
All right. I thought
the
I was
redhead
doing...
one. You got the Gauchi.
I got Gauchi in there. Hey guys, that was
shout out to Revolution Graphics, Bobby Frisch.
Yes,
we got JR's Bar and Grill.
I might be coming home with some new T-shirts, pal.
I know. I heard Seaside's back. I'm coming down. I might be coming down to shore on Saturday.
Yeah, let me know. I'll be there.
So Friday, you come up or come up Thursday when we hit the city together.
Yeah,
you're not going to come up.
I'm gonna be in New York City on Thursday. I have a gig there from
what time?
From 2 to 5 in the afternoon.
Okay,
and then I'm gonna hang out with Whitney in the evening.
Oh, Whit's coming with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So I might go. You know, I might stop by your show on the way back.
No, there is no show on Thursday.
On Thursday. That's right. That's right. I was
Friday
was
and
Saturday.
Yeah, just at Hasbrook Heights Bananas Comedy Club.
Got it. those are Pete's tweets. Very exciting edition of that.
Yeah, you know what? I like this. Is great. We got 10 things we love about New Jersey. We're going to be in New Jersey.
We're going to be in New Jersey.
This Saturday, Friday and Saturday, Hasbrook Heights.
Yes.
Bananas Comedy Club in the beautiful Holiday Inn Hotel. I forget what hotel is that at.
Oh, I've done that place.
Dude, it's been there forever. Of course you have. It's a staple.
Yeah.
You did it with me.
A Holiday Inn? No.
You popped in one night. Yes, you did.
No, yes, I did. No, I did it. I did it another time. I don't think I've ever done it with you,
dude. You came up one time. I remember it. We were hanging out. I think it was Chris Tinkle was with us, and then we went to that little bar in the middle.
I don't know. Shout out to Tinkle. I haven't seen him in a while. Last time I saw him was in Sacramento.
All right, here we go, guys.
This is the top 10 things we love about the great state of New Jersey. Right. At number 10, Turnpike rest stops.
Oh, my God. Is that a Roy Rogers? I'm starving. Oh, maybe I can get a Dunkin' Donuts.
At number 9, Great Adventure.
Hey, guy. Hey, kid. Quit cutting lines. You're out of the park. Get the fuck out of the park.
At number 8, Atlantic City.
Hey. What,
what a shithole.
What a shithole. I can't believe I just lost $100 sitting next to a homeless guy.
At number 7, Italian delis.
Oh, Ming, let me get a gabagol, a little brajut, a little mortadel, a little mozzarella.
At number 6, the boardwalk.
Under the boardwalk.
Hey, guys, try the game one time.
Where there's needles and bombs under the boardwalk.
Try the game one time. One win gets a choice.
Do your catchphrase.
not today. At number five, the shore, the beach. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, hey, excuse me. Hey, honey, cover up, all right? I don't want people looking. Hey, what are you looking at, huh?
At number four,
I got to go to the gym and get a pump before I go to the beach.
At number four, Diners and Disco Fries.
Just hammered. Let me get some fries with gravy.
Melt the cheese more.
Melt the cheese over it. Nice. Mutz. Fresh mutz. Is your mutz fresh?
At number three, Jug Handles.
God damn it.
At number two, the Italian-American community.
Oh, hey, everybody yelling. Hey, I fucking love you. I love you, too. I can't believe.
The fuck out of here.
That we agree.
And number one, the number one thing we love about New Jersey.
Taylor Ham.
Pork roll and Taylor Ham.
Hey, excuse me. Let me get a side of Taylor Ham. Let me get a 5,000 calorie piece of ham that's got 4,000 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah, and a 4-egg omelet with another plate of fucking hash browns.
And can you put cheese and gravy on
everything?
God bless.
I can't wait, dude. Can't wait to go to the diners. Buddy, I had a good time today. This was fun. Yeah, man.
We went on a journey.
Well, we talked about some different things, and you know, it's good to talk. I'm glad we talked a little bit about politics and without anything crazy. It was enjoyable. I really enjoyed it.
Not even really. We didn't talk about politics.
So guys, listen, I want you guys to go to follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at YOTL Podcast. And just keep listening and tell your friends about the podcast, share the podcast, and do what you can to spread the word about this podcast. Okay. Rate us, subscribe to us.
Word.
And all that good stuff. Go to hairandteeth.com to follow me on all my stuff. Go to comedybrett.com to watch Brett's special.
Let me talk for myself. Brettcomedy.com. Yeah, yeah. Watch his special.
There we go.
Shout out Cobra Kai, picked up season two.
What? Yeah.
Again, if you're in New Jersey, Bananas Comedy Club, Hasbro Kites. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, you got to come through. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And make sure if you got one, you got to call your mom.
Call your mom. We love you guys.
God bless.